accessible way to make coffee. An accessible way to make your coffee. Hello there, my name is Sean Williams, and I'd like to welcome you to this podcast entitled An Accessible Way to Make Your Coffee. We all know as blind people that we want to be as independent as possible, but sometimes it's hard to do so. As far as making coffee goes, you always might have had your parents made you a cup of coffee if you were or are a adult or young teenager getting introduced to coffee. But of course, we can't always depend on our parents to do things for us. So, how do we go about making our own coffee without asking, Mom, can you help me with this? Dad, can you help me make my coffee? Well, I'm here to demonstrate today exactly how you would do this. For starters, I'm going to go to my hotshot. What is a hotshot? A hotshot is a tool that is used to heat up water in around 10 seconds flat. Yes, that's right, 10 seconds flat. What you do is, on this model anyway, you lift up the lid on top that has a grip-like handle. It has a round circular handle on the left so you can grip it and open the lid. The handle is plastic. This whole hotshot is plastic. And you pour in the water. Now, I am going to do this right now. Side note, I am recording this in stereo, so you can probably notice that I am moving to the left. Now, you can probably notice that I am off to your right. And now, I am back in the middle. I do this podcast in stereo. The reason why I did it was because I wanted you to get the full effects of what happens as I move around the kitchen. If I were to do this in mono, it would sound very, very far away, and you really wouldn't know exactly where I was in the kitchen. With it in stereo, you can tell, oh, okay, he's doing something to the left of the microphone. Okay, he's in front of the microphone. Okay, now he is to the right of the microphone. Alright, now let's get back to making our coffee. I will now go to the hotshot right now. The hotshot, it may or may not be plugged in. Somebody could have unplugged it, or they could have left it plugged in. I will go see. You will hear me go and check the hotshot to see if it's plugged in. Okay, I'm now over at the hotshot, and I have to look for it. Here it is. And it makes a kind of sound when it... I purposely slammed it down so you could hear it. And now I'm going to see if the hotshot is plugged in. It appears not to be plugged in. Let me look really quick, fast. Here we go. All right. Let me see. Is the hotshot plugged in? The hotshot is not plugged in, such as I suspected. I don't know why I suspected it, but I did. I'm going just dropped, which I don't even know what it was. It looks like a lid for my dad's coffee maker. I'm going to put it back on. And now I'm going to find the plug. The plug, it looks like it has one outlet available, so I'm going to use it to plug in my hotshot. And I will describe the hotshot in more detail in just one moment. The hotshot is being plugged in. The hotshot is now plugged in. For some reason, there was some liquid over there, so I am wiping my hands. Now, we all want to be as independent as possible, as I said earlier. If I do make a mess, I am not going to pause this recording to clean it up. I'm going to actually show you how to clean up a mess if you happen to make one. I'm closing the dishwasher for the moment because it was open, and now I'm going to get a coffee mug. I am opening the cover. I am getting a coffee mug. This looks like a good sized coffee mug for the time of day that it is. I'm going to fill it with water. Cold or hot, doesn't really matter. I apologize. So I'm going to fill it up with water as I said it, and either cold or hot water. I'm choosing. It looks like. Medium, cool, I suppose, cool water. Now, the thing you have to know about the hotshot is that, at least on my model, sometimes it does not release all of its water. So, when you don't hear any water come out anymore, chances are, on your next cup, more water will come out. This is a little unfortunate, but just don't fill the mug so full, and it should not be a problem. If it is a problem, however, and it does drip, I will show you a way to clean it up. Let's open the hotshot now. Mug techniques. A good way to pour the mug into the hotshot is to place the middle of the mug onto the hotshot edge. Then pour fast into the hotshot. Side note, besides the hotshot being round, there is also a lever on toward the bottom near the spout that when pushed, will make the water come out. There is also a lever on the back side of the hotshot that when pushed, will start the hotshot. So now I'm going to put, like I said earlier, the mug toward the middle and pour extremely fast. Now, let's see if I made any messes. The hot shot at the bottom seems to be a little wet, so for demonstration purposes, I'm going to set the mug on the cutting board, and I'm going to get paper towel. How to clean a mess. Cleaning a mess is very, very simple. All you do is use what's called the grid pattern. I'm sure those students and young teenagers and adults who are blind know what a grid is. It's basically up, down, left, right, with
to the right, up and down, right, up and down, right, up and down, right. If you miss something on the left, you go up and down all the way to the left, and then you go up and down. Once on that spot, you feel wet. That is the grid pattern. That's essentially what you do as far as grid pattern, like I said. So I'm going to do that right now on the base of the coffee mug, of the coffee hot shot, I should say. Not necessarily used for coffee, but this hot shot, as a side note, can be used for tea. So it looks like I got the hot shot pretty dry, which is very, very, very good. I'm doing cleaning up this side, the on the back of the cutting board where the wood starts. I am cleaning that up, and now this looks actually pretty good. Now, to start the hot shot, we press the lever that was discussed earlier in this podcast. You heard an auditory click, meaning that it's going to start. You will now hear an auditory sound that sounds like hissing. The hissing will get louder. The hissing is at its loudest right now, but it will decrease. The volume will decrease. While it is decreasing, I will throw away this paper towel. The sound you will hear will be the trash can lifting up. We have a wooden one, tossing it in. And the bang you heard was the trash can closing. The hissing is decreasing, as you could probably tell. And you heard an auditory click. That click means that, okay, we're done. So now, we go back and we get the mug. Remember that we set it on the cutting board. It's metal, or glass, I'm not sure. I believe it is metal, from what I've been told. And so we will take it off. I purposely did not fill the mug all the way full because, as I told you before, there have been times afterwards on your second cup when the water does not, completely empty from the hot shot. I'm putting it on the hot shot base, which is very, 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 very handy. So you can stick it, meaning your mug, on the hot shot base. Make sure that it always is under the spout, otherwise you'll have hot boiling water on your counter, and that would not be good, and also on the base. I have it under the spout. I have made this coffee like this many, many times. I will begin the process of pouring the water inside You'll hear the water go inside as I push down on this lever. Observe. Wait a minute. Is that full? I don't know. So, how do we tell? We don't put our fingers in boiling hot water. So, to tell, use what's called a liquid indicator. The liquid indicator can be purchased from MaxiAids, or it can also be purchased from independent living aids. It may be able to be purchased from somewhere else, but those are the two that I know of that would possibly have them. A liquid indicator, the one I am going to demonstrate, is square on top with a speaker grill, excuse me. And it also has a 9-volt battery. It is basically what it takes, is what I'm trying to say. So you would put the 9-volt battery in, and it has two little prongs that can go in the liquid. And it has a nice little space between the liquid indicator and the prong so that way you could put it on to the cup. This is handy for company. You don't want anybody's fingers in your drink trying to determine if it's full. So what you do is you put this liquid indicator in there and it has a beeping sound. Let's see if it's full. Okay, I just now have inserted the battery, and now let's see if it's full as far as the cup or the mug. In this case, I will go where the hot shot is. The mug feels hot. I will put the liquid indicator in there on the side, I think. I'll move it. I'm moving the mug so I can put the liquid indicator in there, and let's see if it's full. Not yet, but as soon as I hear it starting to beep, I stop. If you hear a beep really, really loud, you had better stop. Otherwise, it will overflow and you will not want that. So, I'm going to press the lever again until I hear it start beeping. Let's see. There we go. I was tipping it at first. Now it's good. It stopped. Okay. I'm going to stop this. Excuse my starting. I'm sorry. I'm going to take it out. I'm going to dry this off as far as the prongs. Oh. Apparently has wet water on the towel too. Alrighty, the prongs are nice and dry. Now I'm going to take the 9-volt out. Hey, it wasn't the stubbornest time. Cool. Now, it's always important to take batteries out as far as these liquid indicators, that way they'll last a long time. Because 9-volt batteries are very expensive. So, I am closing up the Ziploc bag. Oh dear. The prongs are actually poking out of the bag. I'm actually rearranging how I have these because the prongs were poking out of the bag, which we do not want. So, this should be good. Alrighty now. Here we go. I'm putting it back in the drawer. taking the mug off the hot shot. Now let's see how full it actually is. I'm lifting it with one hand and it's not spilling. That makes me very, 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 very happy. Now, you're probably wondering, what about the water that is left over in the hot shot? What do we do about that? We don't want to burn ourselves. I would suggest getting a smaller cup, such as maybe like a paper glass, and you might have to dump some out a couple times, or a little bit bigger glass. Not too much hot water comes out, but to be on the safe side, I think I have a big enough glass. Oh my word, yeah, definitely would have been. There is a lot of hot water still left in the hot shot. I do not know why. Let me see how full this mug actually is. Yeah, you guys are probably telling me, Sean, be careful there. Don't worry, I will. I'm just going to see how full it actually is. Okay. I can pour a little bit more in there. Okay. Okay. Was. The liquid indicator definitely will save you from overflowing stuff. But if it beeps nice and loud without any high pitches like in between it, then you know you had better stop. Now, I think there's still water in here. Yes, there most certainly is. And this is what I mean about the hot shot not emptying all of its water like it's supposed to. Maybe it takes time for the hot shot to, maybe it takes time for the hot shot to drain all the water to where it does fill up or heat. I have no idea. That's probably the case here. Because I don't ever dry my hot shot. As you can see, I'm having to do this. This is my third time. I probably could have gotten a 16-ounce glass of water and probably filled this up. Okay, it looks like, for now at least, all the water's out. But the point is, that the hot shot had more water in it than just the mug. And as will be the case next time, if you do not dry it out, I'm assuming because of the reason why it had more water in it was because I did not dry it out and I never do. So, we are all done with that, and since it was plain water, I will dry dry the glass off here. My mom always likes me to rinse these out. I use these kind of glasses. They have M&M pictures on them. And no, I don't mean the wrapper. Okay. Like the candy. So now we have the coffee mug all filled up. And now I'm going to get some Maxwell House coffee. Now, as a side note, there are two different types of coffee. There is Maxwell House and Folgers that I like. And you can also get Starbucks instant coffee, which I also like. So I guess there are three types of coffee that I like, but instant coffee will work. Any instant coffee that you prefer will work. So, I'm going to go into the refrigerator now, and I'm going to get my Maxwell House coffee. I'm opening up the refrigerator. Oh, Parmesan cheese would be pretty good. Now, let me see. I found it. It was very easy to identify because of the lid feeling. It is a screw-on lid, and the lid kind of has little ridges. You can hear me scratching them. And that is how you will tell how to identify it. And also, you can put a dot or a label on it that says coffee, instant coffee, something of that sort. How much coffee is too much? You might be wondering, well, Sean, that's great. We just made a pot or a mug of boiling hot water. But how do we tell how much coffee to put in? That's easily answered. What you do is you use a big spoon or a little one, depending on how strong you like your coffee. Me, personally, I like it very strong. So, what I do is I use a big spoon and I get the mug close to the sink. So, I do not spill any on the counter. I'm carrying the mug over to the sink. And by this time, I'm sure the coffee has cooled down. I'm putting the mug on the counter. Right touching the sink. Now, I'm going in the fridge, I'm going in the drawer, selecting a big spoon. Again, the question, but Sean, how much is too much? Like I said before, it depends on how strong you like it. Do you like it black? Do you like it with cream? Do you like it with milk? If you don't like it strong, I would recommend using a little spoon. And also, if you like it with cream or milk, then I would recommend putting less water into your mug. So that way you could put the cream and the milk in there. Pardon me, that's my phone. I will attend to later. So, I'm going to unscrew the coffee lid.
Call from Delicious
Okay, so I'm going over to the sink, like I said. Or if I did not say that, I'm going over to the sink. I hit the pause of the recording, and now we're back. And I have the coffee right here. I need to move the mug over, really. And I need to actually... Because I love my coffee black, strong and black, get his big spoon. Perhaps you can hear me unscrewing the lid. Now set the lid down. And now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to set the mug by the sink. Put the coffee over the sink. Scoop the spoon in there and get about one spoonful of coffee. One spoonful of coffee grounds. Hold it extremely, extremely steady. And don't tip it, otherwise you might have stuff on the counter. And if you do tip it, make sure it's over the sink. In there. I like to add a little bit more. First, however, let me rinse out the sink. Because I think I got some coffee on there. And instead of pouring, I'm going to pour a little bit more in here. Let me actually take some coffee grounds out of here. I'm going to pour into the cup. There we go. There we go. And we're all set. I actually just poured a little bit more because I had already got the spoon wet, and you do not want to get the spoon wet. And I got some coffee on the counter. That's actually not bad because these grounds are easy to pick up. You just pick them up, toss them in the sink, and toss these in the sink. If your hands are wet, they'll easily stick. I'm washing my hands right now. Oh, I did make a mess actually. But hey, you know what? We all make messes, but luckily the coffee grounds, they totally stick to your hand. And again, I'll show you how to use the grate pattern when we're done. So, I think, for now at least, we're going to be good with coffee. Still some more I see. Alrighty. Now let's move the mug away from the sink and I will show you the grid pattern one more time. I made a mess, but that is to be expected when you are blind sometimes. I'm moving the mug to a safe location. Now, how do we clean up a coffee mess? The instant coffee, the instant coffee grounds basically stick to your hands. But we need to clean this up. So to do so, we just use the grid pattern up and down, and we wipe this off. And I need another piece of paper towel. I'm going to be probably the last one to use Gravel. Actually, to say the truth, there is more on here, but I am going to clean this up. Try my best anyway to clean this up. I hope everybody will be satisfied. Wash my hands. Okay, now what do we do as far as the coffee? I did not pause it during that whole thing scene I was doing because I wanted to show you how I was cleaning up the mess. This is very important if you are wanting to learn to be independent and you made a mess and you want to clean up. Excuse me. So, what do we do as far as our coffee? What we do is we stir the coffee around with the spoon. Perhaps you can hear me stirring. Now I will tap it. Now, you can lick the spoon off just to make sure everything's good. Now, I will wash the spoon with dish soap. This way my parents don't have to do it later. Is that not enough? Need to be put in the fridge, I should say, to to preserve flavor. At least the Maxwell House and Folgers kind do, because they come in a plastic container. I don't think the Starbucks ones do, because they come in a... plastic wrapper is what I am trying to say. Right now I'm washing the sides off right now. Alrighty. Everything's okay. Alrighty, now let's wipe it off with the towel that fell on the floor. Not exactly good, but can taste it actually. Not bad. I'm just stalking myself just to make sure that there wasn't any coffee. No, like getting on the towel. That's why you heard me say can't even taste it. Okay, so I guess it's good. That is why I said that. Okay. Now the label is a little wet. We will let it dry in the fridge. We're going to put it on a shelf where I can remember where it's at. Okay, it's going to be above the milk shelf. Not sure if I left it. Yeah, I kind of closed it too hard. Oh well. Now, let's see if we have successfully made a cup of coffee. To do this, I'll just lift it up and drink it. Let's see. Oh dear, I have discovered a mess underneath that looks like we'll need to use a napkin. Let's see if there are any available. Yes, fortunately there are. I will not pause this, so if you guys are finding this too annoying, feel free to use your Daisy Player or whatever you're using to listen to this. Feel free to fast forward. This shouldn't take too long, because I don't see the mess. Actually, I have to clean it up. Alright. See? No need to fast forward. Alright. Now, let's lift it up. And see how we did. I apologize, I had to wash my hands. Delicious. Totally delicious. It'd be smart if I held them to the handle, wouldn't it? This is actually pretty good. While I'm drinking this, I'm going to give you my contact information. Thank you very much for listening to this podcast entitled An Accessible Way to Make Your Coffee. As I said before, my name is Sean Williams. If you would like to contact me, you may do so by the following ways. Skype,
T-E-C-K-N-O period F-R-E-E-K. Repeating, Skype name. T-E-C-K-N-O period F-R-E-E-K. Email, S-H-A-U-N-T-E-C-K-N-O at G-M-A-I-L period C-O-M. As a side note, I am also giving free tech support on the iOS devices using Skype. If you would like free tech support on iOS devices such as iPod, iPhone, iPad, please feel free to add me to Skype and call me whenever you want, whenever I am online. Thank you very much, and I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Please feel free to leave a comment in the comment section. As I said before, thank you very much. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. And for Blind Geek Zone, I'm Sean Williams.